David Cameron evoked the spirit of Winston Churchill as he embarked on his great European campaign. The Prime Minister was entertaining Jean-Claude Juncker, the European Commission President, whose appointment he tried to block last year, to dinner at Chequers. And on the agenda, some tough talking. Mr Cameron's demands for a better deal for Britain ahead of an in-out referendum, either next year or the year after. Dinner with Mr Juncker here at Chequers is the first part of a charm offensive which will take Mr Cameron on a tour of many European capitals over the next few weeks. His aim is to persuade EU leaders to back his demands for renegotiation of the terms of Britain's membership of the EU. But Mr Cameron, who admitted at a summit in Latvia last week that his task won't be easy, has already angered political opponents by barring from voting 1.5 million Europeans who live here in the UK, even though they can vote in European and local elections.
People like me and my husband, we are living here, we have children here, we want to raise them here, and we have a house here, and we want to stay here. And in my opinion, I think we should get permission.
Most of my customers are setting up homes, they've got mortgages, they've got families, they're involved with everything around them, the community. They're part of the community. They're not foreigners, they don't feel themselves to be foreigners.
Mr Cameron has also declared that 16 and 17-year-olds who voted in the Scottish referendum on independence last September should not take part either.
A lot of people say that 16 and 17-year-olds aren't engaged in politics, but I think the turnout for the referendum proved that we do care, and I think our voice should be heard, yes.
It's better at 18 because you're able to mature, you know what your definite views are, it's a lot easier to decide you know more.
Yeah, since we're the adults of the future, I think we should have a say in what's going to happen for our country.
In a major U-turn since the general election, Labour now supports a referendum, but will attempt to amend the EU referendum bill so 16 and 17-year-olds can vote.
You can join the armed forces, you can marry, you can start work and pay tax. I think 16 and 17-year-olds should also be able to take part in this hugely important decision that is going to affect their future as well as everybody else's.
Turnout in the Scottish referendum was a massive 85%. The EU poll is unlikely to match that whenever it's held. John Craig, Sky News, Chequers.